American Trash. Greetings, everybody, and welcome to episode 37 of The Noisecast, a show about technology, gadgets, industry gossip, and more. On tonight's episode, we have Gonzo Rider.
Whee!
Kevlar Menace.
Hello.
Miss Merrimack.
Hi, everyone.
And Vito number 9.
You are far too cheerful, sir.
He's drunk.
He's a little drunk.
Nothing wrong with some drinking.
Oh, yes. Wow. Okay. Like I told everybody else, fair warning, if I do fall asleep, well, just deal with it.
Yeah. We'll continue on.
Yes.
Would that be like podcast, right? Just finish. If I fall asleep, just finish.
Okay. Wow, I've been gone. I don't know what's going on, but you guys did a great job last episode, by the way. So, golf clap
for
you.
Because we're awesome.
That's a golf clap, not a fat, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Whatever you want to call it.
Okay, I'm supposed to start somewhere. Topic list. That's a good idea.
That's a good place to start.
Yes. Okay. All right. I got this. I got it under control.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
Because we're not.
Spotify. It officially launched this week. It launched within the time period window that good old OC Entertainment Eric wrote the article on. The prediction came true. He predicted his...
Well, it wasn't the prediction as much as...
The source.
It was solid fact.
The fact from the source. The source fact.
Etched into the internet.
Yes.
Just so we're clear, I don't know if you guys heard me disconnect, but that wasn't intentional. I was trying to close the IRC. I said, fuck Spotify, and then just completely closed
it. You've done that more than once. You might want to get it checked out.
I should learn how to use a computer.
We don't notice when you leave. There's no like, oh God, Vito's left, stop message that comes.
Really? That's sad.
No, I disabled that.
Yeah, we're not concerned.
You should be more concerned with your co-stars.
We just assume you always go back to Olive Garden.
It's like
Thank you for
notice.
Joining us in the chat this week.
Ah, yes. Oh, yeah, we forgot about the chat people.
Yeah, thanks for joining us
yes.
in the chat this week. Don't forget you can also check us out on Facebook and on Twitter at Noisecast.
Thank you. Kevlar is my wingman tonight. Thank you, Kevlar. I appreciate this.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to help you get laid, though. I think you're past that.
I don't think, Steven, you are not allowed to drink anymore. You got to leave that up to the professionals, buddy.
Or yeah. Just hand over hosting duty.
I'm good. It's
We haven't even got to a fucking topic yet. Other than Spotify.
Okay. There we go.
Okay, so back to Spotify. We're good now. I'm good. I'm sober. Okay. I sort of promise.
Magically.
More water.
Yes, water's a good idea. Hold on.
Hold on. Okay, so Spotify.
We're never going to get through 37.
Anyway, right. Steven's going to get all water. Right.
I'm good. Okay, Spotify. Yes, yeah, so the source had said anywhere between July 5th and July 15th, and Spotify did launch in the U.S. In that time frame. I believe it was on the 8th, if I'm not mistaken.
No.
Fact check?
On the 8th, they had the little window where you could sign up to be alerted when it became available, but it wasn't actually available until the 14th.
Okay. Yes, on the 14th is when it became officially available to the U.S. folk. Has anybody had a chance to play with it at all, give it a spin? I know, like,
yeah.
You know, Europeans have had it for some time, but what about U.S. people?
It depends on what you use for music in the first place, because I don't have Android, so I don't have access to the Amazon or Google Music thing, so... And I honestly don't have it on my, Windows Phone 7 phone yet either. But it seems to work similar to Pandora, except you kind of make your own, you can pick what you want to play sort of thing, which seems like more work than just play something for me and I'll just next it if I don't like it. I don't know. That's just my opinion. I know
I kind of enjoy it to put stuff on. I'll go and search for stuff that I don't have.
the album for, and I'll give it a listen. And it, I mean, it works for me. I think it's better than a lot of the other free options out there, like Groove Shark. And I don't really like Pandora so much.
I don't mind Pandora.
It's, I mean, it's not bad, but sometimes I want to hear a specific song.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'll be fucking waiting for a year for it to come up on Pandora.
I think once every like 10 songs on Pandora, you ought to be able to request a song specifically. Or, you know, something like that. That would be a nice
touch. I mean, don't leave it up to the almighty algorithm to figure out, oh, you like this song? Let's play all these. I mean, because Pandora's a great music discovery tool, but sometimes I just want to listen to a song. And this has done great for that.
Yeah.
Vito, I know, doesn't like it, though.
Well, he's got, you know, competing music services with his own stuff on it already, so... Did he leave again?
Probably.
No, he looks...
He went for discount.
I was trying to throw him an assist, and it just kind of blew up in my face.
He went...
I don't know what's going on here. I was talking, and you guys weren't hearing anything.
We should be worried about you, not me.
You know, I was sitting here bitching about fucking Spotify. I thought you guys were just ignoring me. Fuck!
Well, unmute your microphone, sir.
It's not the microphone's muted. I had TeamSpeak minimized, and for some reason, it decided not to register.
All right, enough microphone. With the excuses. Tell us why you don't like
fuck you, Ginger.
Spotify. I'll fight you. I'm fighting words.
He's a big Ginger, by the way. Dude's like 8 foot.
I'm okay with that.
I wish I was 8 feet tall. That'd be pretty awesome.
No, because you have a permanent lump on your forehead from hitting door frames.
reason that I don't like it, which is outlined in the article that I still haven't posted because I'm a terrible person. When you first go to the website, it talks about how you've got millions of songs to choose from and any song from any artist in any genre, blah, 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 blah. And then when I got the service, I had this whole thing planned out, and I was like, all right, I know exactly what songs I want to pick just to try this thing out. So I'm going to get in, and I'm going to start searching and make a playlist and play them and see how it works. And the first fucking song I searched for didn't come up.
Because you're a hipster and you listen to obscure music.
You don't listen to Europop.
There's caveats to everything is available.
Yeah.
It's the fucking band that I searched for is a European band. You assume that a European
No, I don't assume because there are lots and lots of rules that go into what can be streamed over the internet.
Yeah, and it depends who has the license. Have you tried searching since then?
Yes, I have. And
it hasn't come up?
Listen, I'm not an idiot. I looked.
That's debatable.
The album that I was trying to search for was released on the same record label as all of their previous albums. So there's no reason that it shouldn't be there.
No, because
there are lots of reasons.
No, it's not true because if it is released on the same record label, it doesn't necessarily mean it's on the same record label in the US. Like I know some records are released on EMI, for example, in Europe, and here in the States they're released under Sony or they're released under BMG or something else.
Yeah, it all depends on who has international distribution rights.
It's the same thing as why you could get some YouTube videos here, but you can't get them in the US and vice versa, even though it's a fucking American band or a European band and so on and so forth. It's all fucked up that way.
Okay. Should I point out now that I already checked that and they're released on the same fucking label? Come on, man!
I just want to hear you shout. I miss your shoutiness, Vito. I really did.
I still just blame your taste in music as being piss poor.
Vito, it sounds like he needs a hug. Can I give you an e-hug, Vito?
He broke his mic because he shouted too much.
He probably broke it by throwing it on the ground.
That's fucking Spotify shit. Fuck that noise.
OC Entertainment. OC Entertainment says he has some horse tranquilizers. I think we need more than that. Do we need an elephant gun for Vito?
Actually, I think you could probably just do it with a bottle of Knob Creek.
But Sixa says in the chat that there are some restrictions here in Europe for Spotify. For example, she says if you're not pro, you have a limit on the amount of times you can listen to a song you don't have yourself. Does that apply here to the US version as well? Or is
I haven't noticed it, but I haven't played the same songs that many times. Like three times is usually my max and I'm done.
If it's a song I like that much and I'm going to play it a billion times, I probably already own it. And I just listen to it on endless repeat until I'm absolutely sick of it.
No, not in Spotify. You wouldn't. If you listen, if you're using the free version and you use Spotify and you're using your music through Spotify, it still counts against your limited listening time.
Yeah. I understand that, but that's not what I was saying. I meant like I have it on my phone or my iPod.
Right. What I'm saying is if you're using Spotify to listen, it's going to fucking juice you, whether they're streaming the music or not. Just using their service counts against you. Even if it's your fucking music on your hard drive.
All right, old man.
Fuck you, Spotify.
Don't get a hernia.
I understand if it'd be one thing if it wasn't on the hard drive of the computer you're on right then. Like, if they did have to stream it, you know, like, basically it searches your computer, it acquires, you have the license for this because you have it on your computer. So instead of streaming, obviously, from one computer to the other, they play it off their servers. I could understand that counting against you, but if I use it like Windows Media Player, and I did this the other day, I played something off my hard drive, like a whole playlist, and I realized that I just burnt 2 hours of time for that week, or whatever the time frame is. That's bullcrap. That's a very bad idea.
But once again, I think that comes down to the copyright holders imposing these restrictions.
Oh yeah, and everyone knows that the old media guys don't understand how this stuff is going to help them. They just see money flying out the window, or money they could be making in sales that will never happen flying out the window.
Definitely.
And, Ponies was talking about this earlier. He made a really good point. Zune Pass gives you streaming on your mobile device, streaming on your computer, and it allows you to send tracks and playlists to your friends. And it also allows you to keep 10 songs per month.
But I have to pay for that, and I'm not going to pay for Spotify. I'm just going to use it.
Right, but
until my time's up,
but
I'll wait
for people that are paying for it in order to get the unlimited streaming and all of that. Why not go, you know, the extra $5 and get to keep an entire album every month?
I'm not saying the Spotify pay model is just the best fucking thing since sliced bread, but their free stuff competes better, I think, with some of the other free services out there.
Well, the other free services are what? Radio, Groove Shark, Pandora.
If you want to listen to fucking top 40 bullshit, maybe.
And okay, Groove Shark is really just a terrible, terrible program altogether.
So out of the alternatives, what we're looking at right now, does Spotify have the upper hand, regardless of all the shortcomings that you've seen with it?
I don't use the other shit. Well, I don't use them because they don't fucking have the music I listen to it.
Malaka. Whoa. What language was that?
He's fucking speaking in tongues. I need a young priest and an old priest.
The power of Christ compels you.
Is there an exorcist in the house?
A splash with some holy water.
No, I mean, I think that's a valid question, though, compared to what other services we have.
Pandora, a lot of the bands that I listen to, I first discovered using Pandora, because I put in a couple of bands that I liked that I had heard before, and then Pandora just starts spitting out all of these really good bands that I
enjoy. Yeah, because that's what Pandora is, a discovery tool.
Right. Well, Spotify has something like that that's called the turntable. Mode, and the problem is that if I put in a band that I like and I actually find one that they have fucking music for, it's not going to be able to spit out all of the great bands that Pandora gave me, simply because they don't exist in Spotify's servers.
Well, I'm sorry, you have terrible taste in music.
says the guy that was singing Color Me Bad.
Hey. Great, no, great no. 90s group.
You don't even get to call my musical taste into question when you're singing Color Me Bad. That's not going to happen.
Every once in a while, you got to take a trip in the Wayback Machine.
Oh, Wayback Machine. So many great GeoCities sites. Okay, let's shift from Spotify for a second to the other side of the media industry, to movies with Netflix, which many consider Spotify to be the Netflix of the music industry. But Netflix recently also caused an uproar, I guess. It sort of nixed its unlimited streaming service with the DVD mail service as well. They used to be combined into one set price, and now they split them both up into two separate services with pretty much two separate prices, making people that had both now pay double than what they already had. A lot of people were pissed off by that, weren't they?
Oh yeah,
they were pissed off, but that's because all they saw was a price increase. They didn't look at it subjectively. They didn't say, "Well, how many DVDs do I really rent in a month? Is it really going to hurt me that much?" And at the same time, you have to look at, because my wife was complaining about it, because we have the unlimited streaming and the two DVDs out at a time. Now, my wife was complaining about it, and I said, "Well, look, let's do this." And I booted up Netflix, and I started flipping through her fucking instant queue that has no shit over 400 titles in it. What the fuck are you worried about? Start clearing that shit out, and then get irritated that you can't have two DVDs.
I mean, it is a good point. Like, I don't know that many people that still just check out a lot of DVDs through the mail. Most people I know that use Netflix just stream whatever they want to see.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, even if we did have DVDs coming through here constantly, but it's not really that big of a deal. You've got plenty of shit that you can watch. Now, if there's just absolutely nothing that you want on the streaming, then you have the DVD option. But Netflix has a pretty large selection. If you're already paying for it, you've most likely found a good bit of content that you want to watch anyway. Quit fucking bitching or go to Redbox.
Yeah, go to Redbox.
Well, Redbox sucks ass in terms of its selection of DVDs compared to Netflix.
Well, yeah, because each Redbox only holds like 16 different movies.
Yeah, but you can go online and find out which Redbox near you has the movie that you want, and then you can save it and drive there.
Why would I want to drive around town?
I've got like five of them within 15 minutes of my house.
The point
is,
though,
if I know I'm going out, I'll pick one. I'll say, okay, I want this movie. It's at this Redbox. Oh, cool. That's the one that's over by Walmart. We'll go to Walmart. Fuck it.
Yes, but some people put a price on convenience, which is what Netflix does. They don't have to, like, go and hunt for a Redbox with the movie in it. It'll come.
You don't have
to
drive to each Redbox. You can set it up before you go.
I'm saying how people view the change. It's convenience.
Okay, Redbox is still, it's a dollar, which is way better than, what, Blockbuster is $6 or something like that for 20 minutes? And Beto, turn your damn mic off if you're not using it.
No! I keep trying to talk, and you guys just won't shut up.
You've been talking the whole time.
Yeah, I left for 10 minutes, and your little light was blue, and I came back, and your light was still blue. And I don't think it stopped, except for a breath.
Does Redbox allow, like, Blu-ray rentals, or it's just...
Yes.
I think it's an extra dollar for...
Yeah, it's $2 for a Blu-ray, and their Blu-ray selection is even more limited than their DVD selection. Yeah,
it's all new movies.
Not bad.
No.
But still, remember when you had to find an actual video store?
Yeah,
and you'd probably have to drive at least 20 to 30 minutes, and then you'd have to walk around the fucking store to figure out
if
they had the one you wanted.
You're like, fuck!
And then that was the worst. Who live in an actual, like, urban area are like, yeah, you remember going down the street, like, two blocks to a video store, and they had everything because they were a chain?
Yes.
And you're like, oh, cool. Oh, wait, they don't have it? They'll give me a rain check for next week.
Our biggest worry then was making sure we actually rewinded the VHS. Otherwise, they would, like, ban us.
Exactly. And now be people kind, are complaining rewind. Because they have to pay a little bit more to download shit from their fucking couch. You poor fucking girl. Deal with it.
Yeah, why can't it be a movie? I don't understand the complaining. The thing that really gets me is that they do deal with licensing every time you watch something streaming. Because if you ever, on my phone at least, if you, it says, you know, getting licensed, and then it says, you know, buffering, and then it'll play. So that means that they mark every time something's played, and they probably pay something for that. And considering how much I use Netflix, and it's still only $8 a month, it's, I don't complain about the streaming price. And the DVD, it makes sense. I mean, some people just, whatever. It actually costs money to ship those things. I think people are stupid for bitching. That's my
story. Well, if they want to bitch, they need to bitch to the content providers.
That's true.
Bitch at them, because it's their fault.
Well, I guess it depends. I mean,
it is their fault.
If content providers jump on the bandwagon that, let's say, HBO is doing with its HBO Go service, then, I mean, if you have a cable subscription, if you're subscribed to Comcast or whatever, and you have HBO, you get to use that, and you get to access to all their movies on there for free anyway, including their TV shows. I mean, if something like that happens with NBC and CBS, then I could totally see that there being some sort of a competitive edge for both of these products to coexist, but that's not happening anytime soon.
True.
I don't even know what I just said. Did that make sense? I'm sort of like, I don't know.
Kinda.
No, that's why we all kind of sat here and didn't say anything.
Just kind of nod and smile.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Paul, I need a drink of water.
Okay. Waiting on you.
Your speech is going to start slowing down now. Because alcohol's really hitting him.
No, it's not hitting me that much. I didn't drink that much.
Well, there's your problem.
Yeah.
That's didn't so drink fun. Enough.
I think it was just a mixture of different kinds of alcohols.
Oh, see, that's rule number one right there.
No, I'm not at ironing Steven mode right now, so don't worry. I'm not that drunk.
Well, because if it was...
That's unfortunate.
We'd have to do this in a Google Hangout.
Speaking of which, there's actually an iron like 2 feet away from me right now. I shit you not. Okay.
Don't flip it up in the air.
He got really excited about an iron.
Tangent. Okay. Netflix. Yay. Done with Netflix, yes?
Yeah.
Sure. Huh? Yeah, we did a good job.
You're the boss, man.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Sure. Okay. I don't have a segue for this because I don't remember what we were talking about, but...
Netflix?
You could just make one up. Like, speaking of clowns...
So on the topic of, you know... new innovative ideas coming with price changes. Microsoft is saying that it will, rumor supposedly has it, that it was going to sort of kill off Windows, or Windows might be phased out for a unified system across PCs, tablets, phones, TVs, Xboxes, etc.
I think...
Go ahead. What do you think?
I was going to say, it's not killing Windows so much. I mean, they've obviously got a ton of research into how everything works. But with the announcement that they're working on Windows 8 running on ARM devices, I mean that's pretty cool. You know, small minute devices being able to, it's kind of like how people trying to put Linux and Android on everything. Like, you know, your dishwasher runs on Android or whatever the hell that was back in the day. It's the fact they're making it's a scalable OS. They're not getting rid of, you know, Windows altogether as a desktop thing. They're getting rid of a name, and they're just basically selecting what you put on stuff when you scale it up or down.
Is this going to be Microsoft's Trojan horse to what Apple's iTunes was as a Trojan horse to what I mean by that is iTunes for Apple.
Okay, you're in Greece. Not everything is a Trojan horse. Dude.
In the real world, no one ever uses that analogy.
Well, he's in Greece.
That doesn't make it excusable.
Okay.
It makes it slightly more logical.
I don't know what the American version of a Trojan horse is, but whatever the hell that is, like iTunes, like it infiltrated the Windows the Windows OS.
It didn't infiltrate anything.
No, it did. It showed up
and had to be used because people wanted the cool device. But then people realized that they could get around it, and everyone you tell, hey, try this other program instead of iTunes, they switch.
Yeah, but the reason iTunes and Apple became so damn popular with it was because people were using it on Windows devices. It was everywhere, on Windows, on Macs, on whatever. It was on there. Yeah. People had Apple in their face. It's not because it's horrible. What I'm trying to say is
I said more of them. There are more Windows machines. And it's because the iPod, when it first came out, was like super nifty and cool because it could hold so much stuff and have, you know, a good battery life.
But it was only Apple then for like the first 3 years. It wasn't until 2005 that it actually became Windows available. That's when it took off. Once it was available on Windows, shit hit the fan for them. So what I'm saying is this Microsoft's way of saying, okay, we're going to make our thing so well cross-platform that it'll be everywhere in everybody's face, sort of like how iTunes was for Apple.
I don't think so, because you're talking about a single program. They're talking about the entire operating system.
Yeah, I don't see how I could put Windows on.
They're basically saying
iTunes on there.
Yeah, you use the same code to install Windows on your phone, and then put it on your desktop, and then put it on your tablet. You just select the interface you want. You select, you know, what you're putting it on, and it scales to, you know, what you're doing.
Yeah, I was being quiet because I was hoping that he was going somewhere with that, but it just
no. I'm ignoring what he said. So let's.
I'm drinking water.
Well, when you buy a copy of a Windows operating system, you get basically five licenses. With that one key, one string of letters and numbers, you can install that on five different devices. So, like Kevlar said, all they're doing is making it so that it changes based on the operating system. And I think I said something about that a few episodes back when we first started talking, when we first got our first look at the new Metro UI on Windows 8. I said that because Gonzo was like, oh, fucking bullshit, I don't want it. And I said, well, no, I don't want it either, but I think they're just trying to make it so that it changes based on the system.
And how you're using it, too.
Right. Because that's very really nice, though, because everything will be connected and you won't have to worry about, well, is this compatible? It's all the same operating system. Just plug it in and...
Plug and play. Like, if you notice, especially me going from XP to Windows 7 back in the day, back when I had the Windows 7, okay, Typey McTyper, stop it. You remember when Windows 7 had the open beta, everyone could get it.
Yeah.
And so I went and got a disk, I put it on one of the laptops, one of the non-network laptops at work. And I needed something printed. And we couldn't get to a network printer. You know, this was the, you know, NMCI, the worst intranet system I've ever seen in my life. So what I ended up having to do was burn it to a DVD and then go over to this non-network computer and put it on there. But I didn't have the printer drivers because, you know, it was non-networked and I just installed Windows 7. Plug and play printer drivers was the most amazing thing I'd ever seen on Windows. I mean, that it worked straight out of the box. I didn't have to do anything like that. And I think if all drivers end up being able to do that, you don't have to worry about specific things. If you just throw Windows on any set of hardware, it should be able just to pop up, realize what you're running, and scale to it. Like, is there a touchscreen? Yes, no. Okay, don't worry about that. Is there a printer? Yes, no. Is there a touchpad? Is it a mouse? Is it, you know, this or that? I mean, everything should be stupid proof in terms of installation.
Should be.
Yeah. And it should also, you know, there should be like, let me do it my damn self section.
Right.
But.
Because there's always going to be people like me or probably any one of us that doesn't want to just click yes, 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 install.
Well,
you
know, I mean,
we want to go through and choose our options.
Well, it's like when you install Windows on a home-built machine. It works, but then you have to go install your video card drivers. And, you know, your optimized drivers, that's a different story. But, I mean, if say Joe Idiot wants to be able to you know, pull out his old netbook and, you know, say this is 2014. Pull out a netbook and put Windows 8 on it. Yeah, fine. Let him do it. It'll scale down. It'll be small. He can, you know, look at text web pages only because anything else kills a netbook.
Oh, here, check this out. True story. This happened last week. Friend of mine's girlfriend had an old
see, HP. You're lying because you don't have friends.
Fuck. Moving on. His girlfriend had a slow, laggy old tablet computer. You know, one of the old HPs where you got to spin the thing around.
Oh, the convertible things.
Yeah, one of those piece of shit boxes. Yeah. Well, it was running really slow, but it had a 64-bit capable processor, had enough RAM. So I was like, look, I've got Windows 7. I can just put that on here. The only thing I did to it was installed Windows 7. Windows 7 went through the entire system and got all of the drivers. It even got the touchscreen drivers.
That
downloaded and installed everything. All I did was put in the disk and punch in the registration key. Yeah. That's it.
And before, on a computer like that, what you would have to do is go find all the drivers, if you could, or find the disk, which, yeah, right. If the drivers are still available online, you download them, you burn them to a DVD or put them on a thumb drive, and then you reinstall Windows and hope that the DVD drive is recognized.
Yeah, I know. I remember.
I mean,
I remember having to do shit like that.
On my desktop, before when I installed XP, I'd have to reinstall the RAID drivers, or it's got a RAID array on there. Otherwise, you know, and every time I did that, it would just lose all of that on there. I knew that, so I'd back it up and I'd just reinstall it when I installed XP. But when I put Windows 7 on it, now it magically had, I went and found the drivers for it. I had to actually go find them because the motherboard's so old. God, this thing's ancient. But once I put it on there, it recognized all the data that was on there before. And I didn't have time to back it up because I was on this podcast when the computer, you know, crapped the bed. It wouldn't run for longer than 2 minutes at a time after that. XP would just boot up blue screen.
Now, did you notice that when you installed Windows 7, it took all of your old Windows files and put them in a folder for you?
It offered me that option, and I went back and just wiped everything. Nothing important was – I keep everything on external drives if it's important.
Well, see, for this girl that I installed Windows on her tablet, she wanted to keep her music. And I was like, all right, well, don't worry about it. Installed it. She's like, well, isn't that going to wipe it out? And I said, no, we'll be all right. Drug it out of the old folder, deleted the windows.old file, and then she still had all of her music. Everything was gravy.
They really did it well. They did the upgrade system well, especially coming from XP, because so many people heard bad things about Vista in the beginning, which, I know you like Vista, but I'm saying in the beginning.
Well, I'm not going to lie. Vista was a pain in the dick to upgrade.
Yeah.
It really was.
Anyway, I think we just went on like a 10-mile tangent.
I think he passed out.
No, I'm here. I'm sort of...
We're listening to your intelligent conversation.
I'm trying to make sense out of it.
I just realized that, like, we're talking about Vista installs. We're a little late. Anyway.
Okay. Yes. So Windows. Windows not dead. Oh no, not on this podcast.
Not when Steven's around. That might fly with Rontarach, but not here.
Windows is not dead, right? It's going to be, even if it's a unanimous thing, it'll
not
still
by
be
a long shot.
Right. Okay. I agree with that part too. I think so. But no segue to this one either. Brain's not working. Apple won a patent victory over HTC, which is sort of disturbing. I mean, it's they filed a lawsuit against HTC that pretty much accused them of infringing a couple of patents, and they won the lawsuit. However, HTC could still appeal it. Now, what the lawsuit pretty much says, these two patents, which were actually filed by Apple back in the 80s before smartphones were even available. And Apple's trying to sort of wield them into the smartphone world. The implications at their very worst could mean that we may see a ban on all HTC Android-powered devices and perhaps even all Android-powered devices in the U.S. if Apple wins the victory and takes it to an extreme. That's like the very worst-case scenario.
See, the thing with that is once they do that, I mean, these it's such a general thing back in the day. I don't know. It's kind of a pain in the dick.
It's a big dick pain.
That's pretty much what it boils down to. It's people that, yeah, I understand that Apple wants to own the market, but eventually I want to know how any of this actually pays off. I guarantee they spend more money on these stupid lawsuits than they make, with the exception of Microsoft getting their, you know, $15 per Android device.
I'd like to know what the actual patents were that they filed all the way in the 80s that reflects the products today.
See, it's basically how a computer works. Is trying to see.
It was something to do with the database filing system, the very low end processes, how they pull the files and stuff like that. I mean, it's really low end stuff, like at the very core of pretty much any of Android filings of the Android system as well, which is
it's something that you think should be standard on every phone. Like the example they give here, it's described the system and method for performing an action on a structure in a computer generated data, which Apple says applies to tapping a phone number and being prompted for option to either call or look it up on the web.
Man, that's like some Sunday newspaper fucking shit. It's like, hey, Pisces, guess what's going to happen to you today? They just put a bunch of really broad, general shit into a patent and threw it out into the
world. Well, yeah, and it gets approved because, one, patents and system is backed up. They don't really have time to properly research the stuff. And two, unless there's no, you know, a lot of these things, it happens where they're... No one tells the guy research, like, oh, this, you know, that works. That makes sense. I didn't. And then Apple has lawyers that say, oh, but that also includes everything that these people have ever done, sort of thing. I don't know if that made any sense. I just turned into Steven.
You just kind of. It seems like they're shitting all over their competition and just stifling innovation.
Well,
if you don't have competition, there's no. There's no incentive to improve. There's none.
Yep. But maybe, you know, if it does happen, it will spark creativity and have them figure out a different way to do it.
They can't.
Maybe they can, though.
If their patent covers touching a screen, that's everything. That's it. Unless you are going to stare at your screen and fucking blink Morse code into your front-facing camera to get it to do awesome. Shit.
No, that'd be annoying as hell.
I mean, what are you doing, son? Hold on, texting.
Well, I think it's a good example.
You're having a seizure.
We can't see you, Vito. So whatever you're doing, I'm sure it looks funny as hell. But
I wasn't doing anything actually. I was hoping that other people would imagine that the person they were talking to was blinking rapidly to the Morse code. Moving on.
Podcast coming soon.
I think this is a good way of it shows what the hell is wrong with the patent, I guess, situation nowadays with patent trolls and this and that.
I think patents should be able to be appealed. Like, if it's truly, like, groundbreaking and no one ever would have thought of this before and it can only be used in this one system, or, you know, if any other system uses this, it's basically because they reverse engineered it sort of thing. I mean, that is a good patent, but something basically saying that I want to be able to make a tree-like structure to store files, and you can, you know, each branch will branch off into more branches, and that's basically how files are stored, you know, whatever, folders and whatnot. That's not a patent. That's a theory, and yes, I understand that they have to make hardware or software that actually applies that patent within a certain amount of time or they lose the patent. But it's still bullcrap. It's basic computer theory. It's how if you go to like an OS class at any computer engineering school, they're basically going to, one of the things they're going to tell you is file system. You want to have a nested file system where you can dig down into it. You don't want everything to have its own, you know, be on the same level. That doesn't work.
and this is going to be something that the courts will have to step in on, or, you know, believe it or not, the government would have to say, you know what, this has gotten a little bit too out of hand, and your patent...
And it's been out of hand for years.
It has.
If they're not saying anything yet, they're not going to. And to be honest, they got bigger shit on their plate right now.
Yeah.
But this isn't a political podcast, so we're going to move along.
But we will stay on the topic of legal issues, though. We do have a couple more. First one being with Google and a Belgian newspaper. And what happened was this Belgian newspaper sort of sued Google and saying sort that, they've taken to court and said that Google was putting their articles on their Google News service and they were losing money because of it. So court pretty much ordered Google saying, hey, you got to remove these guys off your service. So what did Google do? It removed the newspaper from not only from Google News, but from the entire Google Index itself, effectively wiping the news service off the internet. So now the news service is striking back, saying they're all butthurt, saying now that's not fair. You can't do this to us. You can't take us off there.
What's really funny about that? Google isn't owned by any. Google's a private company. If say you call me and you want pizza. That's fine. I'll make your pizza, but I'm not going to make it with pepperoni from the butcher next door because that guy's a douche. You can't make me get pepperoni from the butcher next door. You know, you can't tell me what I can put in there. And to a certain extent, screw you, Belgian newspaper, whiny bitches.
Those whiny bitches.
I like how somebody halfway through every idea and then I just say, screw it, it's stupid. I'm turning into Gonzo.
So if a person was to go... If a person was to go to Google and type in the paper's name, not populate results.
Yeah, it's exactly like what they did with this past week with Twitter and co.cc, or the last week. They pretty much said, don't, you know, we're not indexing these anymore. They will not appear in the search results. Even if you search directly for the site, I guess.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, yeah, we can get some publicity by going up against Google, and we won. That's awesome. And then they're like, oh, they took us off the thing so no one can search for us?
Well,
you probably didn't think this one through all the way.
Well, they said the court said that Google would not have to require anybody, any news service in Belgium. They would have to get their explicit permission to index their sites onto Google News. So they can't just take anybody's site and put it on there in Belgium. They would have to ask for permission.
This just sounds like a half-assed idea by this Belgian newspaper.
But
the thing is, I thought Google News actually linked you to the article. They just gave a blurb.
Right, and that's what I was confused about, too. Is like, I don't know how they were losing, you know, unless your articles are really, really, really short.
Or is this, I don't understand how to internet.
I don't know, but Google's response...
It's Belgium, man.
Google's response was, quote... we would be happy to re-include copy press if they would indicate their desire to appear in Google search and waive the potential penalties. So pretty much saying,
yeah,
drop everything you've sued us for and we'll put you back in.
Well, it also says that the court decision applied to web search as well as Google.
I think that was Google being a smartass with the interpretation, but honestly, good on them. The thing is, though, looking at Google News, and this may just be the U.S. version, there aren't any ads. It's all links to news sites. It's not like they make a lot of money off the ads on this. You know? So, and then you click anything and it takes you to that website.
There are times, though, that I've seen, because I like going to Google News. There are times where you click a link and it actually stays on Google, but it has typed out what's on that website.
That with must the link. Be, that must be some sort of RSS feed magic, then. That's
what I'm trying to find like an me. Example.
Unless you're behind a paywall.
What's the difference between that and, like, Pulse on my tablet or fucking any RSS reader for that matter?
Well, because the newspaper chooses to publish their own RSS feed. I don't know. That's the thing. The RSS feed is to be used by an end user, not a middleman. Right. I think that's what their point is.
And right. the RSS feed, the client has direct control over how what they want to display on it. If they want to show the full article on their RSS, they don't have to.
If they want to put ads on their RSS feed, they do that. If they want to put pictures, if they, you know, they just want titles, it's, you know, it's all up to them. Whereas on Google, Google basically has, you know, the bots that go out there, crawl, find every news station, and they create their own RSS feed of it, and they can take their own, you know, almost every story has a blurb instead of just the title.
Every rose has its thorn.
Every Greek has his beer.
Oh. Did I interrupt? I'm sorry. Go ahead. What were you saying?
You were like moving on.
Middle sentence.
Next.
Okay. On the topic of the copyright, you know, legal stuff, crazy Google, on the topic of Google and all that stuff, Lady Gaga's YouTube channel was taken down for copyright violations. Apparently, Lady Gaga posted a video of herself from a Japanese TV show, and then that company called Media Interactive issued a takedown order, and Google complied, pretty much banning Lady Gaga for using herself on her YouTube channel.
It so she shows posted the a ridiculousness video of herself. Of the YouTube three strikes copyright violation, because they don't double check that shit.
No, they'll take it down first, especially if it's from a larger company. They'll just, you know, if it comes from like Jimbo, you know, Jeebus at, you know, yahoo.com, they're going to be like, whatever. But if it comes from an actual news company and they say, oh, okay, someone's, I don't care who it is, we're just going to take it down. Yeah. And then you go through the remediation, and then, you know, I'm sure that's what's happening now, where they're talking about it, you know, they're like, oh, wait, this is her stuff, and they're probably fighting over the contract of what, you know, because she went on the show. And so somewhere in her contract probably said, we have the right to tape this show and show it on our, you know, whatever other websites. And
but it's her. It's herself. That's
the thing. It's not her equipment that recorded it and stored
it.
It's
not her people that did the recording. It was
It's not her record label that owned that information. That data of the pictures and audio of her were owned by someone else's, you know, news station or whatever the hell it was. And this no is why given? There's such a stupid fight over intellectual property laws. No one knows what it means.
Indeed. Well said.
Apparently this company has a record of doing questionable takedown claims. According to them, like, there, if you search the YouTube forums, you'll see that they issued takedown claims for other people too.
Sounds like they're just a bunch of candy asses.
Oh, speaking of Japan, congratulations to Japan today for the Women's World Cup thing.
Yeah, they actually did really well, but I gotta say the USA lost it for themselves in the penalty kicks.
Yeah.
If you are a professional soccer player and you kick the ball over the goal by about 15 feet.
That was a total toe ball.
You want to know who has two thumbs and doesn't give a shit about soccer? This guy.
Vito.
Americans.
All I know is I was in a bar full of Austrians, and the Austrians were cheering for Japan, and I was the only one cheering for the U.S.
Oh, that was a good game, though. I got to give it. That was an exciting game.
That's not really a surprising story, Steven.
It's surprising to me.
You're probably the only person in the world cheering for the U.S.
Giant Austrians like up against the bar going, "Oh yeah, go Japan!" And then you got Steven in the corner with a little
just
tiny
your
USA
Austrian accent.
yeah, sorry. But then you got Steven like huddled in a corner booth with a little tiny paper flag, a little USA flag going.
That's pretty much
every time someone looks at him, he like puts it under the table.
That pretty much sums it up. They had taken up the whole bar. Austrians. Anyway.
This is now a podcast about Austrians.
Austria. Land of Arnold.
Gunsy chopper.
All right, we're going to get into the chopper to the next topic right now.
Oh my god.
If it's linked, we can talk about it.
Okay, the rumors of Samsung being kicked out of Apple's home when it comes to making its chips have been greatly exaggerated. Rumor was it that Apple sort of nixed its relationship with Samsung regarding all these lawsuits and pretty much went with TSMC, a Taiwanese company, to make its future A6 chips for its mobile devices. But apparently it's only going to be no more than 30% of these things.
Maybe that's just because...
Did that cut off for anybody else?
That Kevlar's gone.
Maybe that's just because...
Samsung's back.
Maybe
right
that's
now,
just because, damn
Apple
it.
Wants the solo.
Kevlar, you totally went away.
I have no idea what I was saying.
Somebody's pinching his Cat 5 cable. It's stopping everything.
It's like a water hose. It's a kink, it slows down.
I don't know what I was
What'd
saying.
What'd you say?
Nothing important. Moving
yeah,
on.
Apparently.
Okay, moving along, I guess. I don't know. lastly, on this topic list, I guess.
Well, this is something that we kind of should talk about. This is kind of big.
Well,
talk
about it. Everybody sort of wienered out on it, so I don't know. I was like,
I remember what I was saying.
Wienered out.
I was basically saying that I think Samsung will not be able to produce the capacity that Apple wants because of, you know, they don't want to allocate that much space on their lines. They, you know, whatever. They just want to say, screw you, Apple. So Apple's going with a secondary manufacturer to make more of these chips so it can sell more iPads, even though they're going to claim that they only have so many and they get sold out. More chips, more money. That's what they want.
Okay.
Cool.
We shall see.
Okay.
And Vito, you were saying something?
You're the one I wanted to talk about this.
This is a really important topic, damn it.
Yeah, well, Kevlar just kind of said everything.
Didn't leave any meat
on
the bone for you.
I threw out my complete guess, and no one has a counter guess, or Vito doesn't even have a, you're stupid.
Okay, I'll play devil's advocate. No, I really think that it's because Samsung and Apple are in a little hissy fit about each other, and they're suing each other off, so Apple's going to be a dick about it. And tell Samsung, well, if you want to sue us, if you don't show us your products, we're going to take you off the product manufacturer list.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I think it's I think it's a childless cat fight.
Childless cat.
Well, I mean, if you're in a legal battle with somebody, why would you want to work with them while you're in the battle? It kind of makes sense.
Yeah, but they're in a legal battle because the Apple's having a pissing contest. They're upset because Samsung made a phone that looks like their phone. Oh my god, it's a big piece of glass with a fucking button on it.
Actually, so, in Apple's defense, my phone looks exactly like an iPhone 4 with a button, the power button on the side instead of the top.
Yeah, I know. There's only so much you can do with a big piece of glass, man. Unless you want to have buttons all over it.
Yeah, it's called a window.
Yeah, see? Windows. So then Samsung just says, hey, look, if you want us to make sure that none of our products look like your products, let us see your products. And Apple's like, no, fuck you. We're not going to do that. Samsung's like, well, we can't promise that our shit's not going to look like yours because you're not going to tell us before it comes out.
No, the thing was...
And then they fucking back and forth with the pissing contest. And then
Samsung never got to look at Apple stuff. Samsung wasn't even asking for Samsung's people to look at it. And when Apple got a hold of Samsung stuff, it went to Apple's lawyers. No engineer or Apple employee was allowed to see those devices. And that was the same. It was the same thing going the other way. Samsung just wanted Apple to send their devices to the lawyers of Samsung. So the lawyers could verify whether or not they were, you know, going to be a problem. It was basically like, oh, you want to see our stuff? We're just going to troll you and see if we can do this back to you.
time for WTF news.
Yeah.
All right. So, as Keller was saying, a robber broke into a hair salon, was beaten up by the owner, who was a black belt in some martial arts, and then was kept as a sex slave for days and forced to eat Viagra.
And when the person was released, the owner paid him like 1,000 rubles or something. So basically, like a prostitute.
I would be okay with that, amazingly enough.
Well,
you'd be okay with being fed nothing but Viagra and being a sex slave for this lady?
Depending on how long
weekend it lasted. At DeVito's house.
She allegedly stripped. She was 28 years old. She was a black belt in karate. She allegedly floored the would-be robber with a single kick and then did all that stuff. And then she stripped him naked and for 3 days used him as a sex slave to, quote, teach him a lesson, force-feeding him Viagra to keep the lesson going.
I tell you what that lesson would be. Break into more hair salons.
In other news, hair salon robberies have gone up 300%. First of all, who breaks into a hair salon?
People in Russia.
Good point.
I mean, this story is kind of old, but it's still, what the fuck? Don't break into a hair salon. Don't become a prostitute.
An unknowing prostitute. An
unwilling prostitute.
Well, both were arrested, and when the police confronted the shop owner, she said, "What a bastard. Yes, we had sex a couple times, but I bought him new jeans, gave him food, and gave him 1,000 rubles when he left."
Well, this is Russia. Jeans are currency.
They like prison cigarettes equivalent.
Yeah.
Oh, Russia.
I will say, I bet he learned not to rob another hair salon.
Or he robbed like 6 more.
Yeah.
You never know.
So she let him go? Like she did all this to him and then she let him go?
She just wanted to teach him a lesson.
He learned his lesson after 3 days. Apparently.
He was well educated in the act of being a prostitute. Class was dismissed.
Oh, Russia. Anyway. Oh, wow. Okay, this one involves kitty porn, but whatever.
whatever.
So, apparently some dude got really pissed off at his neighbor. I guess, like, his 4-year-old kid wandered into his...
No, no. Yeah.
The neighbor's 4-year-old kid wandered into the yard.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm saying this correct. Oh, just saying, Kevlar, you're going to interrupt. Go.
Oh, you got it wrong. I figured I'd interrupt before you told everyone a lie. We have some face to save here, even though it's half drunk in a bottle of water right now. But
go ahead.
Okay. Dude moved, you know, he's sitting in his house. Neighbor's kid wanders over. He apparently gets caught trying to mouth kiss this strange 4-year-old. So, you know, 4-year-old's parents, they find him and they call the cops and whatever. The guy gets pissed off. So he hacks into their Wi-Fi and decides to start, you know, collecting kitty porn from his IP address, his neighbor's IP address, and sends it to all the neighbor's coworkers and everything like that. And then he sent death threats to a bunch of politicians. And this guy's like, I'm not doing any of that. I have no idea what's going on, because obviously he didn't know what was going on. He had the worst encryption ever on his Wi-Fi. But his law firm decided to put a packet sniffer on his network, and the dumb quote-unquote hacker apparently did not only use the neighbor's Wi-Fi for the bad stuff, he also used it as his regular internet. So he had his, you know, little trail of cookies all over the place. Got arrested. 18 years in jail.
Good.
Yeah.
Because that's a real, real dick move right there.
It is.
And he's not a very elite hacker.
No, especially because it's WEP encryption, which, like I said, it's crap. And he downloaded the thing. Was he downloaded the utility, and it still took him like 2 weeks or something to get in? Somebody said.
Yeah.
Which I think you can do that in under 5 minutes, if I'm not mistaken. I have to find that somewhere. Anyway,
it's not difficult.
Moving along. Just
not a good guy.
Bad person.
Pretty terrible guy.
Almost as bad as the pig raper from for 2 weeks ago.
That was weird.
The story we talked about, you people.
No, I remember the guy who raped the show hogs in the barn. It was actually Vito, but we're not allowed to say that.
Hey!
I'm you just jumped the shark, sir. Slandering my good name.
You just jumped the prize hog, sir.
What the hell? I jumped the cell phone on that one.
Apparently it's okay for the TSA to touch your boobies, but it's not okay for you to touch the TSA's boobies. In Arizona, a Colorado woman, 61-year-old Yukari Mihame, is accused of grabbing the left breast of an unidentified TSA agent Thursday afternoon at an airport checkpoint. Being charged with felony count of sexual assault.
Reached basically out with gave both her a titty twister, if I read the story correctly.
It's got to be tempting. I mean, I don't know.
She looks very jolly in her picture, in her mugshot.
Oh, yes, yeah. If I just get that, I'd be laughing.
Refused to go through passenger screening and became argumentative, and then she squeezed and twisted the agent's breast with both hands.
That's not really fondling. That's kind of assault.
Groping.
It's a little bit of violence, if you ask me.
Could have been worse. She could have.
She was just making sure that the TSA agent did not have any hidden weapons.
You know what she could have done? She could have just wrapped her hands around them shits and just started motorboating. If you're gonna go for it, go all the way. You know, have some kind of conviction.
Don't pussy out halfway through.
Exactly.
Kudos to her, though, for going that extra mile and doing that.
Yeah, she could have gone further. That's all I'm saying.
It's a little bit of sweet, ironic justice.
Maybe she just liked it rough. I thought the TSA liked it that way, too.
Her defense is going to be, I thought I was getting a signal from her that she liked it.
Well, you know, if she didn't want it, she wouldn't have dressed like that.
Oh, man.
It's funny because they were uniforms.
Heading over to Georgia. Georgia's actually close to Florida. Yeah, Georgia's actually up there, too, on the WTF news, isn't it? Every so often we get a good Georgia story.
Oh, yeah.
But apparently 3 10-year-old girls were doing anything, something that normally 3 10-year-old girls do, and that's start up a lemonade stand and sell lemonade on the side of the road. Apparently, the law saw that this was illegal and pretty much took down the lemonade stand. Cops came over and demanded that they show a food and business permit to operate the stand.
Which is $50 a day. I'm not sure if it says it in that article or another one. It's $50 a day for that permit that they were asking for.
The girls were doing this to raise money to go to the local water park to get tickets.
You hear stories like this all the time of kids trying to raise money, and then some governing body comes in and says, oh, can't do that. Against the law.
I find it funny that the bigger concern was not only the permit, they didn't have a permit, but they said, we were not aware of how the lemonade was made, who made the lemonade, of what the lemonade was made with, so we acted accordingly by city ordinance. Pretty much saying that these 10-year-old girls are probably...
This is fucking stupid. These people need more to do.
Yeah.
You mean to tell me that nowhere else in the city that there was any crime at all? There was nothing more important than some little girls trying to sell lemonade to go to a fucking water park.
Normally, I'm all behind, you know, if there's a rule that says you can't do that, well, either challenge the rule or you can't do that. But these police just make it sound ridiculous. Like, you don't know how the lemonade is made? Well, try some and see if it's okay. And if you're too pussy to do that, just let me know and I'll come down there and drink some lemonade and tell you it's A-okay. and I killed it.
Yeah, anyway, the water park, the girls ended up getting free tickets to the water park. Somebody decided to pay for that for them. I don't know, apparently the police chief was in the car with the deputy that shut it down. I can't imagine that the police chief would want to be in something. You know, that's a fairly political position. Like, I spend my time pissing off preteens. That's re-elect Chief Kelly.
Well, it's probably a tiny town.
Oh. Still, doesn't make any sense. I can't imagine that would make any friends. And yeah, it's on Oglethorpe Highway. Good God.
Yeah, there were only 1,100 people in that town, so I bet there wasn't anything else going on.
OC Entertainment tells us that the officer had very well good reason to believe that this may have not been good lemonade.
And it was probably peed in.
Wow, 10-year-old Georgia girls must be...
They are dastardly.
Okay. Do they go around shutting down, like, bake sales?
I would hope so.
Well, yeah.
Girl Scout Mafia.
Those 10-year-old girls are going to... See, what just happened is you turned them into angry old women. Because what's going to happen from now on is they're going to see some shit, like somebody's having a bake sale, and they're going to call up the police and be like, hey, they're fucking selling cookies. You better get down here and shut this shit down. You shut down my fucking lemonade stand. Get down here. I'm not moving until I see a permit.
Yeah, there's some things. I mean, if you want to enforce the law, fantastic. But there's some things you need to use your judgment and let it go.
Yeah, like that law should be amended to say unless, you know, it is operated by persons under this age or, you know, sells less than
a revenue limit.
Yeah, a revenue limit or, you know, beverages only sort of thing, non-alcoholic beverages only. You know, whatever. That, because if you're selling water to people on a hot day or something, like, say you decided to go down with a cooler to the local jogging trail and, you know, sell bottles of water for 50 cents, you know, you don't need a permit to do that. They don't know what the water is made out of. Well, there's the ingredient label on the bottle. So it's fucking water.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Well, last story on the list tonight. The creators of the popular porn site BangBus are trying to expand the utility, the functionality of the BangBus to include animals as well as human beings.
Who added that?
What the hell?
Who added that?
I don't think that's in the actual story, Steve.
Somebody added that.
I added that. I saw it. Hang on.
Where?
It's in the story.
Okay. Oh, fine. I'll read the story.
Here, I'm going to find... I saw another version of this story, and it said the dudes from the BangBus.
Yeah, it said the BangBus dudes somewhere.
I added that part to the list.
He added that to the...
Oh, but that's because I saw it somewhere else. here.
So wait,
jerks.
Before it gets sued by the BangBus. It is the BangBus people, isn't it?
Yep. Yeah. Armenteros. Okay. Film star Raul.
So yeah, the BangBus dudes.
Bitly link that.
Oh my god.
So pretty much what happened was this Florida, Miami, Marion, it's in your backyard.
I know.
Yay.
So apparently,
because all that enthusiasm.
I actually found the story. Now I'm kind of regretting it.
So apparently there was a report of like a baby crying from a van that was parked in this little area. So the cops went over to investigate. They didn't find a child in the car, but they did find several animals, including goats, roosters, pigeons, guinea pigs, and ducks.
That's an assortment.
It's a potpourri of farm animals.
A potpourri.
It's actually, no. Potpourri kind of makes sense because it's a good mixing of, but potpourri tends to be with, like, scents. Nose, you know, smells, and that's...
I'm sure it smelled horrible in there.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was a potpourri.
It's a good potpourri of a bad potpourri.
Unfortunately, one of the goats died later that day, but they did not elaborate on the cause of death. Well, if their goat was in the bang bus, I could only imagine what happened.
You're in Greece. I'm pretty sure you guys have like a history of that.
No.
Goats.
No. But the bang bus
no
dudes. No. Bang bus dudes were charged with 22 counts of animal cruelty with intent to injure. They were released. They were held on a $110,000 bond in jail. Yeah.
What were they thinking?
Well, never mind.
I'm pretty sure this was a legitimate thing for a porn. Like they were probably going to make like some farm animal porn or something. Like, not farm animal porn.
Are they trying to expand the band bus? Blah, gang bus name?
I don't know. I mean, I think they may have been doing like
a farm scene. They were on their way to a set.
Like a farmer and like the farm boy or whatever thing.
There it was going to be a farm themed porno.
Yes.
Because the theme really matters.
Hey, man, you got to pull out all the stops. You want to make a good porno these days. I mean, they made an Avatar one, so standard's pretty high.
Yeah, so a bus full of dying animals is definitely going to make this the winner this year.
I didn't say it was a great idea.
Good.
Yeah, wow. Hey, we're done.
Woo!
Wow, that about wraps it up for episode 37 of the Noisecast. We actually made it through without killing each other, without passing out. Vito, are you still with us?
I mean, it got pretty close.
On both accounts.
I think it got pretty close to some manslaughter there.
That was pretty awesome.
But see, the thing about us arguing and getting all pissed off at each other is that, unlike a lot of people, we'll have the big heated argument and then we'll just laugh about it and move on to something else.
Called passion.
Exactly, and that's what makes this podcast awesome.
It's called brohood. You have brohood.
No.
Yeah. You're my bro whether you admit it or not, bro.
Totally brah.
Dude, let's go catch some waves, man.
Yeah.
At first I was like, whoa.
Oh, God,
like, whoa. And then I was like, whoa.
And then I was like, kapow.
Just make it stop.
It will never stop.
It will never stop.
It
will never stop.
The line must be drawn here. No further.
Bruh.
Bro. So, I'm... Tonight's episode, we had Gonzo Ryder.
What an episode.
Kevlar Metas.
Hey, bruh, what's going on?
Oh, God, Miss Mary Mac.
Bye, guys.
Vito number 9.
Angry yelling loud noises.
As usual, visit us at thenoisecast.com. Read our stories, comment, etc. And also, follow us at Twitter, twitter.com/noisecast. There's no V. And last but not least, don't forget, you can win prizes from our Photoshop contest on the Noisecast.
And the only way this is going to happen is if we actually get 5 entries. They don't have to be 5 amazing entries, just 5 entries. And then the most amusing one, the one that makes us laugh the most, is going to get a free copy of Worms Reloaded for Steam. If you don't have a Steam account, it's free. Go make an account, and then you get the game. Ta-da!
Get Worms for free from Vito. Isn't that very nice of him?
Instead of crabs.
Oh, you get those for free, too. But you don't have to ask for those. No, that's terrible. if you already have Worms, then... I'm sorry.
We'll have a conversation in which we all laugh at you and you don't get another copy.
Well, tune in next time. Same time, same place. Oh, God, it's going to be 2:30 in the morning again next time. Fuck. Tune in, same time, same place, next time, next week for the Noisecast.
Woo! Bye. I've got this planet in my hands.
trash. Wait, let's try that again. Give it a twist, and if it all turns to shit,